Today marks Transgender Day of Visibility. Each year on March 31st, we celebrate transgender Americans and all that they have accomplished. We honor the many contributions transgender Americans make in health, medicine, public service, and across our nation. At the Department of Health and Human Services, our mission is to improve the health and well-being of all Americans, including transgender Americans. From promoting access to high-quality care, to addressing health disparities, to developing policies that improve reproductive health care, to ensuring transgender youth have access to 988 program counselors with professionals trained to work with them. Achieving health equity is our commitment, a commitment to all. On this Transgender Day of Visibility, we must continue to make focused and ongoing efforts to end inequities, eliminate the impacts of injustice, and improve access to care for everyone. Today of all days, I stand proud and visible with my fellow transgender Americans. Happy Transgender Day of Visibility.
Watch this.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
That is a government agency. Tax dollars paying for this crap. You see that? And then did you see all the other, all the other sponsors involved in this crap? And they had them go through there really quick, it through there.
And you know what the sad thing is? Well, I didn't hear any of them say Happy Easter.
No, it's not about Easter. Nope. It's not about Easter at all. Nope. So really quick, go back to here. It says children and families. Look at this. Make it full screen. Or you can leave it split screen. That's fine. But look at this. Administration for Community Living, ACL, right? I mean, and then I don't even know what this is, AHRQ. I guess that's what that is. ASRP. And then ATSDR. I mean, have you heard of any of these? CDC? I mean, the CDC, really? CMS? I mean, this is crazy. FDA? Really? Really? The FDA? What aren't they supposed to stick with reality? Right? What is this one? Well, Health and Resources and Services Administration. I mean, really?
And
what
you know
this?
What, Will?
India? What is this? Indian? Is that what's it?
Health
Indian
Service.
Health Services? I mean, look, what is that? NHI. What is that? What is that? Look at this. SAMSHHSA, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services. Really? Really? They don't look like they're doing their job in this case. My goodness. And that kind of looks like Planned Parenthood, too.
Yeah.
You notice that it has a whole Planned Parenthood look about it, too.
And you know, unfortunately, Will, the big target for them are young people, teenage people. Right?
Yeah.
And so we need to remember the scripture, Matthew 18:6, where it says, if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Shame on these people. Shame on Biden. It's so and you know, it's in particular, has meaning because Easter really it's about Jesus, but you
it's
know
about him dying for our sins and him being
but
resurrected.
They have an Easter egg hunt at the White House and he's recognizing these trans people, right? He wouldn't even let them put religious symbols on their Easter egg.
Yeah, no cross. You can't put a cross on the Easter egg.
Yeah. And so what's the message that he's sending out to these
young people?
You know,
I remember
people?
When I was a kid. And have you ever did that? Did you do that when you were young? You know, get the Easter eggs and you get all the different food coloring and you get the white egg and you put it in there and you make them all the different colors. Did you ever do that? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what kid that didn't do that, right? But we didn't do it based on wokeism. We didn't do it for the LGBT community. It didn't have any of that in. That didn't even cross the mind of all of that.
Well, in anything it didn't. But now
no, that's
it's
what I'm saying.
Saturating
day,
our society.
Oh my goodness, yes. You can't even turn on a TV show that doesn't have it before they present it to you.
Yeah.
They draw you in, allow you to get in there and watch it. Like, oh, there's no wokeism in this show. Then bam. Then, and they get a lot of people say, well, I mean, I like the story, I just don't like this part. There's been shows that I've been watching, and once they just introduce that to it, I just don't watch it anymore.
And I hate to be mean, but I even went shopping the other day, and I was in this one store, and they had this trans at the register, like a drag queen trans.
A dragon queen.
And it looked, it was disgusting, Will. I mean, I just sat there and I thought, you took what God created and you did that.
Yeah. Just butcher yourself. And
I mean, it put a stench on my face, to be honest with you. I mean, I was friendly and everything, of course. But I just was
you didn't want to hit him over the head with a baseball bat?
I just thought in my mind, God, that poor person, yeah. If they only knew.
And a lot of them are miserable when they're that way.
I mean,
they're miserable. And they're talking about the suicide death rate. Mm. I mean, because they're not happy. Well, let me share this with you. How many people on here that are Catholic that are watching right now? I have family members that are Catholic. They're not happy with Joe Biden. They're not happy with Joe Biden at all. Well, listen to these two people that are in the Catholic Church. I don't know if the one in the purple is in the Catholic Church. I think I forget the church that, you know, that's embracing the whole homosexuality. And this is Face the Nation. They're totally leftist, totally liberal. Watch this.
In the case of the president, do you get a sense that his regular attendance and adherence to the faith resonates with American Catholics?
I would say that he's very sincere about his faith. But like a number of Catholics, he picks and chooses dimensions of the faith to highlight while ignoring or even contradicting other parts. There is a phrase that we have used in the past, a cafeteria Catholic. You choose that which is attractive and dismiss that which is challenging.
Now listen to this. You hear him? And he's talking, they're talking about Joe Biden here, right? Because of what Joe Biden did here on Easter. And he's not just coming out and saying Joe Biden was wrong. This is the day that represents people acknowledge that Christ rose from the dead, dying for all of our sins. They never talk about repentance. Now, the person that's sitting next to him, I believe it's a female trying to look like a male. He's a Catholic priest. And I think the other one, I forget what they call Yeah, he's a bishop, right? I mean, I don't know what he is, but the one that's next to him, that is a female, right? Trying to look like a man.
Listen.
Because, again, there's no mention about repentance, and they don't even want to acknowledge that you need to listen to the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. This is another thing that they reject. Listen.
Or, as Thomas Aquinas would say, you allow your conscience to guide you.
You allow your conscience to guide you, not the Holy Spirit. This is how you know they are of Satan. You know them by their works. Look, I mean, really? Maybe people that are watching right now, if you're Catholic, set Will Johnson straight.
I don't think she's Catholic.
That's what I say. I don't think that she's Catholic.
Yeah, I think they're two different leaders.
I think she's, I forget the church.
Lutheran? No, it's not. Episcopal. Yeah. Is it Episcopal?
I think so. I'm just a straight-up Christian, God-fearing, believing Bible man. That's all I am.
There's one of them that's leaning heavily on LGBT, so.
Yeah, there is extremely heavy.
Is there something on the menu he's not ordering, in your view,
well,
so to speak?
I would say there are things, especially in terms of the life issues, there are things that he chooses to ignore, or he uses the current situation as a political pawn rather than saying, look, my church believes this.
I mean, it's demonic. It's demonic.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.